Am I willing to do the will of God, even when I don't know what it is, because I trust him? That's a challenging one. Okay, so sincerity is the first thing we need to establish. Secondly, there's God's word. That's the second source of guidance. And that's the primary way that God has chosen to communicate with us. It's through his word, the Bible. And in Psalm 119, verse 105, the psalmist says this: God's word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. Notice the personal element here: my feet, my path. God's word guides individuals on their journeys. Just as a light or a lamp illuminates what's in the immediate vicinity, God's word can shine a light on our next step. And as we seek to discover God's individual will for our lives, one step at a time, it might be a good idea to echo what the psalmist said: direct my footsteps according to your word. He says that later on in Psalm 119 in verse 133. So there's the first two things then: sincerity, God's word. What about the third source of guidance? It is prayer. Now, there's an interesting Bible verse that says, "You do not have because you do not ask God." And that's from the book of James, verse 2. Sorry, chapter 4. Sorry, James chapter 4 and verse 2. There can be times when we want to know what God has in mind for us, but we just don't ask him to reveal it to us. I just caught myself in that the other day. I thought, I was wanting something, I was looking for guidance for something. I thought, I'm not asking God. Right? Stop right now. Ask him. Yeah? Ask him. We've got to just remind ourselves of these things so often. Or perhaps we do ask him once or twice, and then we give up if he doesn't answer as quickly as we would like. One of the Psalms provides a great model prayer for discovering God's will. It's Psalm 25, verses 4 and 5. And in the New International Version, they sound like this: "Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me." See the personal aspect there between us as individuals and God. The fourth source of guidance I would suggest to you is the Holy Spirit. How would you like to have a trustworthy friend who always guides you in the right way? Well, the Holy Spirit is like this because one of his tasks is to guide us and to guide us into all truth. John 16, verse 13. This means that he'll never deceive us or lead us in a harmful direction. Also, there are times when the Spirit prevents us from going the wrong way. If you read in the book of Acts in chapter 4, we see the Holy Spirit blocking possible ministry opportunities from the Apostle Paul and his companions because he had an alternative purpose in mind for these men. So when we're faced with several options and it's not immediately clear to us which of these best fulfills God's will for us, it's a good idea to ask the Holy Spirit to prevent us from going the wrong way, and also to ask him to guide us in the right way. We can do it both ways. Don't let me go in that way if that's not your will, but please reveal to me the way that I should go. And this will often lead to inner conviction about the correct course of action. Okay, source of guidance number 5. Reason, judgment, or plain common sense. Ask yourself when you're faced with a choice or a decision and you don't know which way to go. Ask yourself, is this really a sensible thing to do, to go that way? Is this a wise route to take? Is this a sensible way to go? Is this a wise route to take? Is this proposed course of action more likely to develop or to damage my relationship with God? That's something that we can perhaps ask ourselves. We won't always get a clear answer immediately from that, but it is something perhaps we need to keep in front of us. Is this course of action likely to develop or to damage my relationship with God?